From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Turkey suffers another fatal bombing. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed to avenge Wednesday's car bombing attack in Ankara that killed at least 28 and wounded dozens. The explosion occurred as a convoy of military buses stopped for a traffic light at an intersection near Parliament Building and military headquarters.
Olay yerindeki en ufak, en ince detayına
Turkish
kadar,
Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmaz said an investigation is underway, but there is no information regarding who is responsible. The Islamic State was blamed for last October's suicide bombing at a peace rally in the city, which killed more than 100 people. Turkey has also been battling the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has been waging a 30-year guerrilla campaign for more Kurdish autonomy. Ugandan voters are casting ballots in presidential and parliamentary elections, but some polling stations open late over a lack of ballot papers. Eight candidates are vying for the presidency, with incumbent Yoweri Museveni and challenger Kizza Besigye considered the top contenders. Besigye, having completed his fourth campaign against the incumbent, says he expects the process will be neither free nor fair.
If we consider that this election is fraudulent to the extent that we reject the outcome, we shall do so. We shall make that recommendation to them that this is what we found. We don't consider that this election is something that we can respect. We therefore reject its outcome.
Mr. Museveni has held the presidency for the last 30 years since the end of a civil war in 1986. His other main challenger is former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi. 71-year-old Museveni has been credited with restoring peace and presiding over economic growth. A candidate will need 50% of the vote to win. This is VOA News. The northward push by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, with heavy backing from Russian air power, is hampering U.S. efforts to combat the Islamic State in Syria. Defense spokesman Colonel Steve Warren Wednesday said while the government's offensive has not substantially weakened U.S.-backed rebels, it could happen.
Yes, we are concerned that forces that we're working with to focus on Daesh are focused on other things, but we certainly understand it. You know, this is a civil war. There's a civil war going on in Syria right now. Civil wars are messy. Civil wars are complicated. Civil wars have friction. Civil wars have confusion. And that's what we see playing out here.
He said there are indications moderate rebel groups are shifting their resources from the fight against IS along the so-called Mara Line, which extends from the northern town of Mara to the Turkish border to counter the regime advance. Doctors Without Borders Wednesday said rescuers pulled three wounded people from the rubble of a hospital in northern Syria that was the target of an airstrike Monday. The medical charity said 11 people were killed. The responsibility for the strike remains unclear. More than 100 UN trucks Wednesday brought desperately needed humanitarian aid, including food and medicine, to five Syrian towns under siege by both Syrian and opposition forces. Nearly 100,000 will receive some sort of relief as a result of an agreement reached between Damascus and the UN. The UN Special Envoy for Yemen told the Security Council on Wednesday that deep divisions among the warring parties prevent him from calling for a new round of peace talks. Ismail Ul-Sheikh Ahmed told the Security Council the parties are divided over whether a new round of talks should be convened with or without a new cessation of hostilities. He also said the nearly one-year conflict between the Saudi-backed government and Iranian-supported Shia Houthi rebels has killed more than 6,000 and wounded more than 35,000 others. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday said it's in Germany's national interest that Britain stay in the European Union. She called Prime Minister David Cameron's proposals for EU reforms justified and necessary. An EU summit convenes Thursday and Friday in Brussels on the matter. Thousands of Kosovar opposition supporters protested peacefully on the 8th anniversary of the country's independence Wednesday. The opposition has rejected an agreement with Serbia to give more powers to ethnic Serbs. The Constitutional Court ruled in December part of the deal was not in line with the Constitution. White House officials say President Obama will visit Cuba next month, more than 6 months after the two Cold War adversaries reestablished diplomatic relations. The trip had been expected as part of Mr. Obama's effort to make as much progress as possible in improving ties with Havana before he leaves office next January. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.